Begins with a theme that appears many times in the book of Devarim. Ba'yakev tishmon, it'll be as a result of your observance of the mitzvos. Moshe tells the Jewish people, if you observe, v'shamar Hashem Elokecha lecha, es habris v'sachesed, Hashem will keep for you, or give to you, his covenant and his kindness, asher nishba la'avosecha, that he swore to your ancestors. So if you keep the mitzvos, things will be good, and if, heaven forbid, we don't keep the mitzvos, things will not be good. In Parashas Ekev, we have some very, very famous psukim. For example, the pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoal Me'imach, what is God asking of you? Ki'im Liraoso, all he's asking is that you fear him, to keep the mitzvos, Lelechas B'chol Drachav, and to follow his ways, and to love him. And L'tov Lach, it's all for your ultimate benefit. So there is a very famous medrash at the beginning of the Parsha, which is a striking medrash, because it doesn't seem to have that much to do with the Parsha. And many of the commentators spend a lot of effort discussing this medrash. The medrash begins, Halacha, lesson of Jewish law. Adam Yisrael sheyesh lo menorah she'asuya prakim prakim. If a person has a candelabra made of many movable parts, so the sort of like a Lego menorah, the parts, you know, lock in, get put together. Ma'u l'taltla b'Shabbos. Is a person allowed to move it around on Shabbos? Maybe it'll fall. Maybe it'll be soser, breaking if it falls. So the Medrash answers, Kach shanu chachamim, our sages have taught, Hamarkiv kani menorah b'Shabbos, a person who puts together the parts of a menorah on Shabbos, Chayiv chatas, he is biblically violating Shabbos. Mishama mechayiv, what is the obligation? The person puts together the pieces of a menorah, it's bona, it's building an object. And then the Medrash says, Umishu bona b'Shabbos chayiv. If you build on Shabbos, you're chayiv. Amar Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina. Emasai shamru Yisrael sa Shabbos k'shem sheroyla. When do the Jewish people ever keep Shabbos the right way? Tchila, the very first Shabbos, kashnit lehem ba'alush, was first given to them in Alush, Minayin, as it says, Shenemar v'yishbasu ha'am b'yom ha'shvi, the people rested on the seventh day. V'at savur shemel ra'aschan asati l'chas ha'shabbos, if you might think that the Shabbos was given to you and it's a misfortune, it's a challenge, it's difficult, no, lo nasati l'cha el l'tovascha. Shabbos was given to you as a blessing. It's a gift. Ketzad, how so? Amar b'chia b'rib Abba, at makadish es Shabbos b'machal v'mishtu v'ksus nekiya. How do you keep Shabbos? How do you make it holy? You have nice food, good drink, beautiful clothing, clean clothing. U'mahanes nafshecha, you give yourself pleasure. V'ani nosin l'cha sachar, and I'm going to give you reward for that. As it says, v'karasel Shabbos oneg, call Shabbos a delight, enjoy it. And then us to Sanagal Hashem, then you'll have pleasures with Hashem. Yitin l'cham shalos libecha, he'll give you all the requests of your heart. Amru lo Yisrael, so the Jewish people say to Moshe, all right, you just taught us a law about Shabbos. We can't move a menorah because maybe we'll put pieces together. Putting pieces together is bona. E masayat anosin lanu schar mitzvos. When are you going to give us this reward that you say is so wonderful? Amru lema kadosh baruch hu, God said, mitzvos shatim osim. The mitzvahs that you do me pay roseim atim ochlim achshav. In this world, you only get fruit from the mitzvahs. The reward is in Ekev. The reward is in the future. Ekev, later, later. That's the pasuk v'haya Ekev tishmo. That's a fascinating medrash, seemingly completely disconnected to the theme. The theme of the parsha is, if you keep the mitzvos, you'll be rewarded, it'll be good, it'll be wonderful. So the Medrash has a whole discussion about the laws of menorah on Shabbos, moving a menorah, putting together a menorah on Shabbos, and maybe Shabbos might be, you know, viewed as a challenge. It's not a challenge. It's really something great. It's a pleasure. It's a delight. And when do we get the reward? In the next world. In this world, we only get a taste. We only get the fruits of our actions. We don't get the principle. Hence, v'haya ekev tishmon. If it'll be, when you listen, you'll enjoy the period of ekev. You'll enjoy that future era. So how does that connect to the theme of the parsha? And why, of all the different mitzvos, did the Medrash choose to focus on the laws of moving a menorah of parts on Shabbos, that you can't move such a menorah? So the Shem Yishmuel, the Sfasemes, and others, they interpret this Medrash homiletically. So let's see one interpretation of the Shem Yishmuel about this Medrash. The Shem Yishmuel explains, there's a Medrash also in Tvarim Rabbah. Amar Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Rav Shimon ben Chalafta said, what is our relationship with the Almighty like? It's like a king who marries a queen, and he gives to the queen two precious jewels. Two precious jewels. That's what happens. Hashem took Avram Avinu, and he gave to Avram Avinu, or actually, Avram Avinu gave to Hashem two special jewels. That's why, right before Hashem tells Avram that he's about to destroy Sodom, Hashem says, I love Avram. Why? Ki yedativ, for I love him. Leman asher yitzaves banav es beso achrav, because he will command his children and his household following him. V'shamru derech Hashem, so that they will keep the way of Hashem. La'asos tzedakah u'mishpat, to perform charity and carry out justice. Hashem loves Avraham because Avraham himself is charitable. He gives tzedakah. He helps people. He has mercy. He sees people who have needs. He helps them out. And he also carries out mishpat. He carries out that which is fair, that which is just. Afakadosh Baruch Hu zakaf lahem kenegdan shnei arisin. As a reward for Avraham instilling in his children tzedakah and mishpat, charity and justice, Hashem gave Avraham two jewels, chesed v'rachamim, kindness and compassion. That's what the pasuk says in our parsha, v'shamar Hashem elokecha lecha es habris v'es hachesed. Hashem will keep for you the covenant. The covenant is compassion, rachamim, v'esachesed, and the kindness. God will give you rachamim and have compassion on you. Of the Yisrael Chelahem, unfortunately, the Jewish people, when we went into exile, it's because we gave away our two jewels. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, hafachtem lerosh mishpat upritz takal la'ana. You have overturned the head of justice, and the fruit of charity you've made bitter. So Afakadosh Baruch Hu natal chalo. So Hashem took away his jewels. We took away charity and justice. So God took away kindness and compassion. Hence the verse, Ki asafti et shlomi, I have gathered back the peace that I've been giving. Es hachesed ves harachamim, I've brought back the kindness and the compassion. Amdi Yisrael v'kashrus atzman, v'hevi'u osan shnei arisin. The Jewish people in the future will repent and give back those two jewels. Hence the pasuk, Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah. Again, Avraham was loved, ki yedativ, l'man asher yitzaves banaves beso achra v'shamru derech Hashem la'asos tzedakah u'mishpat. Avraham taught his children to be charitable and to be just. The verse says in Isaiah, Zion will be redeemed with justice, and her returnees, her children, will come back with charity. Afakadosh Baruch Hu hevi es shelo. And when the Jewish people have justice and charity, God gives back his two jewels, kindness and compassion. Shekein Kativ, that's what the Pasuk says in the Haftorah this week. Ki harim yamushu, all the mountains might wither. Hagvaotim utena, the hilltops will collapse. The chazdime itech lo yamush, but my kindness will not leave you. Brishlomi lo tamut, my covenant of peace will not wither, will not waver. Amar merachamech Hashem, says the one who loves you, Hashem. And once the Jewish people brought their two gifts, justice and charity, and God gave us His two gifts again, kindness and compassion. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, God says, Elu ve'elu, with your gifts and with my gifts, ye'asu atara, let these four jewels become a crown. Ve'yinatnu b'rosham shel Yisrael, and the Jewish people will be given this crown to wear. And that's the pasuk that we say when we put on the tefillin. Ve'erastich li le'olam, I'm going to marry you to me forever. Ve'erastich li b'tzedek uv'mishpat, I'm marrying you to me with tzedek, with charity, tzedakah, and mishpat, and justice. U'b'chesed u'b'rachamim, and with kindness and compassion. V'yadat es Hashem, and you will love Hashem. That's the Medrash. So the Medrash is a very beautiful Medrash, beautiful picture. The jewels of the Jewish people are a commitment to giving charity, to being kind, to being fair, to being just. And in return, Hashem is kind and compassionate. Then when unfortunately Yerushalayim was a place which didn't care for the poor and was not a place of justice, Hashem took away the kindness and the compassion. We went into exile. But what is redemption all about? It's a tshuva. Tzion b'mishpati padeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah. Zion will be redeemed when again there will be justice and there will be charity. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let's put it all together. Ve'erastich li le'olam, ve'erastich li b'tzedek uv'mishpat, uv'chesed v'rachamim. I'm marrying you through this beautiful combination of tzedek and mishpat, charity and justice, chesed, kindness, and rachamim, and compassion. So the Shem Yishmuel says a very wonderful understanding of what these two things are, charity and justice. And the corresponding gifts are kindness and compassion. So if we look at the world, there are two luminaries. There's the sun and there's the moon. And perhaps in a person as well, there are two luminaries. And that's the mind and the heart. There are some people that really their mind leads them. And there are others who are very emotional and they're led by their hearts. The ultimate goal is to combine the mind and the heart. That just as the mind should have clarity of purpose, the heart should be following all the good directions that the mind gives it. And maybe those are these two precious jewels. Charity and justice. Charity comes from a beautiful heart. If a person has a caring heart, a considerate heart, a pure heart, when he sees someone who has needs and has needs help, he helps the person out. He gives charity. And when he gives to all people. Sometimes there are people who don't deserve. But his heart feels for their pain and feels for their need. Maybe they should be working or doing this or doing that, but because he feels the heart has that feeling of compassion, he gives. Justice is not a function of a pure heart. Justice is an expression of a healthy mind. What's right? What's wrong? What does he deserve and what does he not deserve? And that's what justice is all about. Justice is about the mind, whereas charity is about the heart. We find that in the Torah, the judges are called Einei Ha'ida, the eyes of the community. The eyes are in the mind. The eyes help a person see what's correct, what's right. And justice is about what is correct from the mind's perspective. The real perfection is when there is a linkage between a loving, caring heart and a strong, rigorous, honest mind. Because if a person's mind is not going to be engaged. A person just is a caring person and he reacts with compassion to every need. Then you end up in all sorts of crazy situations. A person comes and says, I need, he gives. Well, the guy doesn't need. Person says, I need because I need to build a theater. He has to give. I need because I need to build a stadium. He needs to give. He gives to all sorts of wasted causes. And it's a complete waste. So yeah, he's very charitable, but he's charitable for the wrong things. You know, it's like, someone is blessed with a lot of funds and all the funds go for crazy things. I remember reading once that there was a founder of the Hewlett-Packard company, David Packard, and he made a very big foundation, and the main goal of the foundation is to try to encourage abortions in all sorts of low-income areas like South America, Africa, so that there won't be, quote-unquote, overpopulation. So maybe in his mind, that was a charitable thing. But we know that that's not charitable. That's in halacha, non-Jews never allowed to perform an abortion. I mean, he's allowed to save a life, but he's not allowed to perform abortion other than for the sake of saving a life. For a non-Jew, an abortion, according to halacha, is murder. It's ritzicha. It's worse than it is for a Jew. So that could be someone who's got a good heart. He's giving away all this money that he had. He could have kept it for himself. He's giving it, in quotation marks, to charity. But without a healthy mind, without rigor, the charity is really not such a charity, to pay for abortion clinics all over the world. That's not an act of charity. So the real goal is that on the one hand, we should be very charitable and loving, but that warm, loving heart is married to a healthy, rigorous mind, which knows this is right and that's wrong, and I give to the right things, I don't give to the wrong things. And then you have two precious jewels. So that's why Avram Avinu, he taught his children lasos tzedaka u'mishpat. He taught his children to be charitable, to have wonderful giving hearts, and also to have justice. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in kind, said, I'll give you kindness. Kindness is really unlimited. I'll give to whether you deserve, you don't deserve. And also compassion. Compassion is a gift, but it's based on understanding who deserves to give to him and not to give to those who don't deserve. And in that way, when we were both kind and just, Hashem was kind and compassionate with us. But once we lost it, we stopped being just and we stopped being kind, we stopped giving charity, our charity became bitter. What does it mean our charity became bitter? That we used our charitable feelings for the wrong things. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away his charity. Because he didn't want us to keep using all these gifts for the wrong things and for serving the wrong things. But ultimately we do tshuva. And we come back and we say, Tzion b'mishpati padeh v'shaveh b'tzedaka. We will be just. Zion will be redeemed with justice. Her returnees will come back with charity. And Hashem comes back and he says, okay, I'm going to give you kindness and I'm going to give you mercy. We'll put all these four jewels together. Erastich li, betzedek uvemishpat, uvechesed uverachamim. So the Jewish people have aroused the chesed and the rachamim now from our own actions. It wasn't that Avram Avinu taught us to be this way, but we chose to do it through tshuva. And then all sorts of great things happen. Wonderful, wonderful things happen. How did the Shem Yishmuel, even the charity and the justice that Jews do, we realize that it's a gift from Hashem. That Hashem is giving us the abilities and the capabilities to be kind and to be helpful and to be just. And so we credit it to Hashem and Hashem credits it to us. So now we can understand the Medrash. The Medrash talks about putting together the branches of a candelabra. Can you carry a candelabra on Shabbos? Rabbi Yochanan taught that putting together the branches of a candelabra is bone on Shabbos, that's building on Shabbos. So maybe that's really a reference. Why a candelabra? Because a candelabra is a place where there's oil, there are wicks, and then that's lit. And that's perhaps a hint to the pasuk in Tehillim, Ki ner Hashem nishmas Adam. The menorah of Hashem is the soul of a human being. The Jewish soul is like a lamp with a light. So the branches that hold this light are the heart and the mind. The foundation of the soul is the heart and the mind. There is mitzvah observance, which comes from the heart, and there's Torah learning, which is all about the mind. Now, every person has so many challenges. There's so many challenges preventing us from study and preventing us from fulfilling, preventing our mind from being healthy and preventing our heart from being healthy. And we're lost, we're confused, we're not here, we're not there. Jews are working hard to purify the heart, and to purify the mind, and to combine them together. That's the idea of putting together the branches of the menorah. Putting together the branches of the menorah is to unite our heart with our mind, to unite a good heart with a clear thinking mind. To unite justice, a clear thinking mind, with charity, with a caring and compassionate heart. Says the Medrash, you don't put together menorah on Shabbos. The hard work of putting together the heart and the mind, that's during the week. On Shabbos, you don't have to work for it. On Shabbos, it's a gift that Hashem gives you. When Hashem created the world, the Pasuk says, Vayuchulu Hashamayim Vaharetz Vachol Tzva'am. The heavens and earth and all that they were created were complete. There's a very beautiful medrash. The medrash says, imagine there is a bathtub, and the bathtub has two precious little statues on it, one in the front and one in the back. When the bathtub is filled with dirty water, you can't see those statues. But when the water drains, then you can see the beautiful statues. The 6 days of the week, says the Medrash, the whole world was a mess. You couldn't see the beautiful statues. But once Hashem gave us Shabbos, you could see the beautiful statues. You could see the heavens and the earth. Hence the Pasuk, Vayuchulu Hashamayim Va'aretz V'chol Tzva'am. Heavens and earth were finished on the sixth day, and we entered into Shabbos. So the Shem Yishmuel says, what are these two statues? So he explains, the two statues are the heart and the mind. So often our heart and mind are in two different places. Our heart's pulling in one direction, our mind is going in another direction, and we can't appreciate the beauty of Hashem's world. On Shabbos, the water drains. On Shabbos, Vayuchulu, from the word klal, it becomes a connection, a combination. The heart and the mind combine. And when the heart and the mind combine, it becomes clear the beauty of the heart and mind that Hashem has created. It becomes a klal. So that's what's happening here as well. The Medrash is saying, on Shabbos, you don't put together the menorah. On Shabbos, you don't put together the branches of heart and mind. Because on Shabbos, it happens on its own. The whole week, we're trying to put it together. On Shabbos, the soul of the creation comes. And just like a soul has within it life for every part of the body, because it unites together all the parts of the body, on Shabbos, all the different parts come together. And the truth is, the more a person works during the week to try to put together his heart and mind, the more on Shabbos he will merit that Hashem will give him the heart and mind union as a gift. Vayechulu Hashamayim Va'aretz. The heavens and the earth. The heavens are the mind. The earth is the heart. We're united together as the sun set on Friday and we entered into Shabbos. On Shabbos, everything becomes united, even though there's no work done on Shabbos. And so to a person, the hard work of trying to connect things, that's during the week. On Shabbos, it's all there. It's already completed. You just accept how much you've achieved during the week, and now you start working with that the next week after Shabbos ends. That's the amazing gift of these two jewels that come on Shabbos. The Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin, which is the end of this Medrash, that reward for good deeds is not in this world, it's in the next world. Rav Chaim Vital said that that's true in terms of mitzvahs. But in terms of learning Torah has rewards in this world. Because we say every time we put the Sefer Torah back, it's a tree of life to those who hold on to it. Biyamina, we say, and it's right, as Osher, I'm sorry, Biyamina, what was it? Bismola Osher v'chavod, right, at its left, there is wealth and honor for the sake of Torah. So clearly, when a person learns Torah l'shma, he merits wealth and honor. That's in this world. So the Shem Yishmuel says the same is true about Shabbos. Shabbos is a little bit of the future world. So if in the future world there is reward for the mitzvah itself, that means on Shabbos also there is reward for the mitzvah itself. And that's why on Shabbos, the heart and the mind connect on their own, where it's as if we've gotten to the future world. So this is what the Medrash is saying. The Medrash says that when you have a menorah, when you have a Jewish soul, you have to put together the pieces. You have to put together the heart and the mind. The time for putting together the pieces of the menorah is during the week. On Shabbos, you're not putting things together. On Shabbos, you're resting. It's already come together on Shabbos. So once it talks about that, combining the heart and mind, it says, let's start talking about the reward. Because the reward of Shabbos, you'll get in this world. That you are getting the reward in this world. The fact that on Shabbos, the heart and mind combine, is that on Shabbos, you're getting the next world already in this world. So then it says, okay, Shabbos, you get the reward in this world. What about mitzvos? Now, mitzvos, you don't get the reward in this world. Mitzvos, you get in the next world. Hence the pasuk, v'haya ekev tishmon. It will be that you will enjoy your listening at the period of ekev. In the future, you'll get the reward for the mitzvos. That's how the Shem Yishmuel explains this medrash. The Sfas Emes has a similar explanation, but a little bit of a different take on it. The Sfas Emes says that Hashem created the world so that people would combine what's in this world with that which is above this world. The nature of the creation was that people would look through the world and see this isn't physical. This is all a gift from Hashem. For example, the goal of what Hashem wants is that when we walk down the street and we see green grass and green leaves, we should be thinking it's a tremendous sense of gratitude to Hashem for creating such a beautiful world and appreciating His creation and seeing His hand in the world. That's what the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kol anikra bishmi. All that has been called is for my name's sake. Lichvodi berasiv. I created it to give me honor. Everything was created to give Hashem honor. Yetzartiv afasitiv. I formed it and even made it. I've completed it. So maybe that's the idea of Vahaya Ekev Tishma'un. And it will be if you will listen or because of your listening. What are we listening to? We have to be listening to every item in the world. Listening to the tree, listening to the grass, listening to the sunrise, listening to the clouds, listening to the events, and in all of these events, to hear Hashem's word coming through. To hear the Kol Hashem, the sound of Hashem from every item in the world. That's one of the themes of Shabbos. We enter into Shabbos by saying the six chapters of Tehillim, then saying L'chadodi, and then another two chapters of Tehillim. The sixth chapter that we say is Tehillim chapter 29. In chapter 29 we say Mizmor L'David, L'David Mizmor. Not L'David Mizmor, what's it? It's Mizmor L'David Havu L'Hashem B'nei Eilim. Mizmor L'David Havu L'Hashem B'nei Eilim. We speak about, all the powerful ones should be ascribed to Hashem. Havul Hashem kavod va'oz, ascribe to Hashem honor and glory. And then we have, beautiful words. Kol Hashem alamayim, kol Hashem behadar, kol Hashem bakoach, kol Hashem shover razim, kol Hashem yachil midbar. What do you mean? The sound of Hashem is in the waters. The sound of Hashem breaks the cedars. The sound of Hashem is in strength. What it's saying is that every item in the world, you see water, you see strength, you see a wilderness, there's a sound of Hashem coming out of those places. There is Hashem's voice coming out. Vahaya Ekev Tishmon means as a reward for listening. Listening to what? Listening to the voice of Hashem that's in every item. Finding how every item brings us back to Hashem. Every item has an inner spark, which is godly. And that's our challenge. Our challenge is that whatever we do shouldn't just be, a physical act, but an act that's connecting to the deeper, the more spiritual, the godly understanding of that act. And the more we are attaching ourselves to the godliness, the more we are hearing the words of Hashem coming out of every item, the more we connect the lower world with the higher world. So maybe that's the idea of Rashi. Rashi says, Ekev Tishma'un, if you listen to the easy mitzvos that people don't give much respect to. What does it mean, the easy mitzvos? Perhaps the easy mitzvos is the idea of taking every event and turning it into a mitzvah, every action, every physical experience, and turning it into a mitzvah, like eating for the sake of having the strength to serve Hashem, or eating to make a bracha. And every item has a chance to do a mitzvah, even the lowest, even the heel, even the lowest items. We can pick up the lowest items and find the godliness that's in that item, and show that godliness reaches even to the lowest, lowest levels. Maybe that's the idea of a menorah of pieces. A menorah of pieces is like this world, where you have a physical item, but that links us to a spiritual idea, which takes us to another world and another world until we get up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a building of a menorah. Building of the menorah is to discover the godliness in this physical thing, so that we connect the physical to something spiritual, so that the physical item has become something spiritual. And that's perhaps the whole concept of reward for mitzvos. The very word mitzvah is the word safta, to be together. To be together is to connect this world with the heavenly world. We have in this week's parsha, where Hashem tells Moshe tells the Jewish people Ma Hashem shoal mi'imach, what is God asking of you? Nothing, ki'im, L'yira oso, nothing other than to fear him. So the Gemara says, "To yira milsa zutrasahi, is fear of God a small thing?" So the Gemara says, "Well, Agabi Moshe, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing." So perhaps the idea is that yirat shamayim is the foundation that leads to everything else. When you have yirat shamayim, yira is from the word re'ia, to see. Yira, when you fear God, you get to see that everything comes from Hashem and that everything is connected to Hashem. And the more a person wants to see Hashem, the more he will get to see Hashem and he will connect to Hashem. And so that's what the Medrash is saying. Can you put together a menorah on Shabbos? In other words, is Shabbos a time of building? And he says, no, you can't put together a menorah on Shabbos. And the idea of that is that when do you put together the menorah? During the week you put together the menorah. So maybe that's the concept, that during the week we have to take everything physical and we have to elevate it to Hashem. And the real reward, the real place where we'll have the revelation how everything is from Hashem, that'll be Be'ekev, that'll be in the future time when Mashiach will come. So these are, different ideas that different commentators take to this, Medrash at the very beginning of our Parsha. I want to spend a few minutes talking about another Pasuk in our Parsha, which was mentioned here by the Sfas Emes And that's the very powerful pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people, "Ata Yisrael," and now "Am Yisrael." Ma Hashem Shoel Me'imach. What is God asking of you? It's not such a big deal. All God is asking is Kiim Liyiras Hashem Elokecha. He's just asking you to fear God, your Lord. Baleches Bechol Drachav. To follow all of His ways. Ula Ahava Oso, and to love Him. Ve'la'avodes Hashem Elokecha, and to serve God, your Lord. Bechol Levavcha uvechol Nafshecha, with all of your heart and with all of your soul. The Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Lutzato, built his book, Masilas Yesharim, on this pasuk. And he explains that this pasuk is actually setting out for us a path, how to reach our goals, our purpose in life. The first stage is Yira, is fear of God. The second stage is Halicha Bidrachav, to walk in God's ways. The third stage is Ahava, love of God. The fourth stage, after love of God, is La'avodas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, to serve God with all of your heart. How to have wholesome, full dedication. And then finally, v'chol nafshecha, with all of your soul, l'shmoras mitzvos Hashem v'schukosav, shmiras kol ha-mitzvos, how to keep all of the mitzvos. So Ramchal explains what these paths are, what these stages are. Yira, fear of God, says Ramchal, is yiras haromimus, to be awed by God's greatness. Fear doesn't mean to be scared, well, if I do the wrong thing, God's going to send a bolt of lightning. Fear means I'm in the presence of greatness. Certainly, you know, in the presence of greatness, we wouldn't fool around. I remember when I was a very young boy, I must have been 6 or 7, Rav Soloveitchik once spent a Shabbos at YU. I don't remember what happened, but he spent a Shabbos at YU. And I remember, you know, growing up, my father had been a student of Rav Soloveitchik. We always heard about the Rav. He was a figure who was larger than life. I didn't understand why or his learning, but I knew this was, you know, a great, great figure. So I remember we went to YU to daven that Shabbos morning. And afterwards, Rav Soloveitchik walked from the YU base medrash to the cafeteria for the Shabbos meal. So as a little kid, I found his walking to be very slow. I didn't want to walk so slowly. You know, he was surrounded with David Lifshitz, my father, Rabbi Schechter, they were all talking to him. It was at Spilkes. So I wanted to run ahead. But I realized there's something wrong if I'm running ahead and my back is to this great man. So I turned around backwards. And I ran down the block ahead, but I was walking backwards. So I remember that he suddenly started pointing to me. And afterwards, my father told me that Rav Soloveitchik made the point that the Kohen Gadol, when he would walk out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, would walk out backwards. Because it wouldn't be respectful for him to walk out straight and have his back to the Aron. So he said, you see, here's a little kid, intuitively, he doesn't know this Gemara, but he just intuits, you have to walk backwards. You have to walk backwards. So sometimes when you're in the presence of greatness, I wasn't afraid of being punished or anything. A person acts differently because, wow, I'm in the presence of greatness, and greatness requires respect. I wouldn't misbehave in the presence of such an, you know, awe-inspiring personality. So that's what Ramchal says. That's what the pasuk is saying. Hashem says the first foundation. Moshe Rabbeinu says the first foundation is liyira'oso. We're in the presence of Hashem. Wherever we are, He's in front of us. So if He's in front of us, we should be overwhelmed. How could we act in a frivolous manner, in a disrespectful manner, in an irreverent manner? He's here, and we're in His presence. We're in the presence of the ultimate greatness. So that creates a tremendous yirat shamayim. Certainly, you know, when a person's learning Torah or davening, all the more so we're in front of Hashem. So all the more so there has to be a sense of reverence for being in front of Him.
The second stage after Yirat Shamayim is Laleches Bechol Drachav, to follow his ways. What does it mean to follow his ways? So Ramchal explains that that means that we have to perfect our midos. We have to look at our character traits, and we have to refine our character traits. As the Gemara says in Masechet Sota, in Masechet Shabbos, Mahu Rachum, God is compassionate. Af'ata Rachum, you should be compassionate. Mahu Chanun, he's, you know, very considerate. You should be considerate. There is a tremendous, you know, obligation to emulate the attributes of Hashem. And to emulate the attributes of Hashem, Ramchal says, is that you also have to realize that just because there's an attribute which is positive, it has to be directed in the right way. Let's say compassion. Compassion is a good thing. But if somebody's compassionate on a murderer, he's actually being cruel to all the victims of that murderer and all the future victims of the murderer. So the attributes of Hashem are perfect. We have to emulate those attributes by perfecting our character and directing our character to be, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Tiferes Lo'oseha, it should be a glory to the person. Tiferes Lo'min Adam, it should be good to other people, that other people also praise these behaviors. And then, after we have good midos, and we have Yirat Shamayim, a sense of awe, the next level is to have love in Hashem, love of Hashem. So Ramchal explains, what does it mean to have love of Hashem? Love of Hashem means that we want to make Hashem feel nachas. We want to give him nachas. We should act in a way that he'll be happy about this. The same way a person who loves his parents, he wants his parents to have nachas from him. They should feel good about what he's doing. They should have nachat ruach, a good feeling in their heart. And he feels bad if they feel bad. If the way he acts gets them upset, he feels bad. Love of Hashem is a desire to always make Hashem happy with us. That Hashem should be happy of what we're doing. You know, a very powerful example of this is Tehillim chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi Lo Echsar. Where David HaMelech says, Hashem is my shepherd. And David presents himself as being a little sheep in under the control of the shepherd. Hashem Roi, God is my shepherd. Lo Echsar, I'm not missing anything. Benos Desha Yar Bitzeni. He has me resting and grazing, you know, in the most luscious, you know, generous pastures. Al Mei Menuchos Yinahaleini. He leads me on very pleasant waters. He takes me to a wonderful place where it's not even hard to get water to drink. Nafshi Yeshovev. He restores my soul. Yancheini. He leads me B'magle Tzedek on the, you know, roads of justice, Laman Shemo, for the sake of his name. Gam ki elech begeit salmaves, and even if I'm walking in a valley that has shadows of death, lo ira ra, I'm not afraid of anything. Ki atayim adi, because you're with me. Shiftecho mishantecha, your staff, your support, heima yinachamuni, they will provide for me. Taruch lefonai shulcha neged sorara, all of my enemies, you're going to set up a table and help me out in front of my enemies. And I'm only going to be surrounded with all sorts of blessings and good things all the days of my life. Then, after love of Hashem, the next level that Moshe Rabbeinu says is La'avodas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, to serve God your Lord with all of your heart and with all of your soul. So that is a level even higher than love. Explains Ramchal, that means that when we serve God, ideally, we should be serving God wholeheartedly for His sake. Not a little bit here, a little bit there, or just going through the motions, but complete dedication to serving God and to doing it because He said to do it. Not looking for any reward, not looking for any payment. He said to do it, that's why we're doing it. And after all of that, then we merit Lishmores Mitzvos Hashem Ve'aschu Kosav, to fulfill all of His mitzvos and to carry out all of the commands. So this pasuk, which Moshe Rabbeinu says to us, you know, what is Hashem asking of you? This is really the foundation of the whole book, Mesilas Yesharim, to begin with fear of God, and to progress to perfecting one's midos, perfecting one's character, to then progress to love of God, to then progress from love of God to absolute altruism just for the sake of God, and then to fulfill all of the mitzvos, all the details of the mitzvos, all of the halachos, and all of the aspects. And it's an amazing thing. You know, the pasuk says, "L'tov lach," all of this is for your benefit. A person might think, you know, there's so many things to do, to have awe, to have good character, to have love, and then so many details of law. But the truth is, this is not a lot that Hashem is giving us. It's a privilege. These are many, many opportunities to get close to Hashem. It's all for our benefit. It's all to enable us to fulfill our mission in this world, to be people who become godly people, who get close to Hashem, who serve Him, and who give Him nachas ruach, who give Him pleasure. That's the major theme of our parsha. The major theme of our parsha is that all of the many commands that we have are all for our benefit, to get us closer to Hashem and to enable us to give Him nachas, to give Him pleasure.